get a time station clear enough to where I can recognize it. And I can do that on 2 meter. And I can faintly hear the tones. But when it comes time for the robotic voice to talk, I lose everything. When he gets done to talking, then I can faintly pick the tones back up. But when I put the wire antenna up and go to the same frequency, it's nothing. I mean, nothing but static. And I don't know if I got... I'm gonna isolate my antenna with RG58 to a long line and get it away from the building. Get it up in the air, and I'm going to try again. But my goal is to just get to the time clock. So that's kind of what, I know that sounds crazy. Why would you want to listen to a time clock? But just keep in mind, I'm trying to learn through all of this, too.
Trying to primarily listen to up on the HF.
See a time clock on, so I go to, I got a YZ991, and this is probably where I could be messing up too. Is I just type in AM, put the radio in AM mode, and then go to 10.000, I think that's megahertz, maybe gigahertz, I'm not sure. And then there should be another one at 15. But like I said, I can faintly get both of those on a 2 meter antenna, but nothing on my wire. So I'm sure it's something I'm doing other than the antenna too.
Steve, he's talking about WWV, 5, 10, 15, 20 megahertz, and it depends on the time of day you're listening. The lower bands at night would be a greater chance, and the upper bands during the day. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I thought he started off saying HF. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what's wrong there. You ought to be able to get it.
It depends at the time of day again. And mine will get it, but there's certain times, certain bands, you're just not going to hear that. If you want to listen to HF, go to 40 meters of an evening and listen down in the sideband area where they're holding nets and stuff like that, like 7250 and down around in that area.
Not only that, it's just propagation, it could change. Of course, nighttime's going to be better for 10 and 5 megahertz, but the other thing too is some of these broadcasters, the ones that are outside the United States, they broadcast to the United States in limited schedules, and they beam in different directions, and they may only broadcast for half an hour or an hour sometimes. And the guys like Cuba and the religious broadcasters here located in the United States, they broadcast a lot of different times of the day. They'll overpower some of those signals too. But if you can pick up 10 megahertz, also if you've got inverted V, it depends on which way you got that, which how you have it oriented too as well. But I'd isolate that thing and they'll just use a straight dipole or an infed and run a coax out to get that metal building for sure. But sometimes you can't hear anything on shortwave, especially on 6 megahertz other than Cuba. They run a half a million watts, I think. And the ones to listen to, I think, are probably Radio Bulgaria is pretty good sometimes. And Radio Voice of Greece, I think there's about a half a dozen have regularly scheduled programs that are beamed to the U.S. You should be able to hear those, but you only be able to hear them, after the sun, that's when it's dark, basically. Go ahead. M4DJC Friday.
JI4LZ up, boy.
Well, there's Mr. Andy. Hi, Andy. Yeah, I've gotten shortwave listener cards from all over the world that heard me on CW or sideband, and they'll send them to you. And it's kind of neat to get one once in a while and see who's listening out there. Go ahead, Andy.
I'm going to make a comment about the HF. Currently, I don't have much of a HF antenna up myself, and I know some of the antenna, but for some strange reason, due to propagation, CHU new Canada comes in a lot stronger than WWB here does a lot of times. That's on 78.50 and 33.30. A lot of times when you want to get a WWB, you better try 5 megahertz. Because a lot of times it'll come in better there than 10 megahertz. And if he's looking for something also on HF short wave, down on 59.50, WRI out of Okeechobee, Florida. And on 74.90, WBCQ up there in Monticello, Maine, they have some pretty good programming sometimes.
Tell you what, I think I'm going to go ahead and bail out on you guys. Chad, I'll get back with you, buddy, on that welding, and good luck with this antenna thing. Y'all behave yourselves, carry on, day and four, VWA. I'm going to watch the inside of my eyelids. Clear?
I'm still here. I'm trying to write some of this down. So that's what I'll try next, and I suspected that the metal building would mess with me, but I didn't realize that I needed to isolate it. But that sounds exactly right. So I'm just gonna run me a long line or something, and try to isolate that away from the building. And hopefully I'll have some better luck. But that's kind of where I'm at. And a little bit frustrated, to be honest with you. But that's all part of learning, I guess. And I'm ready to quit thinking about this and try to make it happen.
Jerry and Andy, I got to run. Bernice needs a little hand over here. And good to hear everybody this morning in 73s and... hope this cold weather gets over quick. This is N0TR clear.
Have a good afternoon. Talk to you later on today. And Andy, you're right. WWV on 10 is usually real hard to hear. Chad tried on 5 megahertz. But, yeah, that's the ones that Andy gave you are perfect stations. I mean, I can hear those stations on my... I'm running a DC-74 handheld. You know, Kenwood just got... It's got upper and lower side band AM on it as well, just for receiving. I can hear those stations on rubber ducks, so inside the house, it shouldn't be an issue. It's probably just the time of day and where you tune into and that sort of thing. And like I said, these broadcasters, sometimes they just don't get on. Some of them are only on once a week to beam into the U.S., and you might hear them, you know, you'll hear Cuba just about all the time. That's right around Andy, correct me on that. It's either 6.000 or either 5995 or something. You go around those frequencies and you'll be able to hear somebody in there, no matter what kind of antenna you got most of the time. And the one up in Maine is a pretty good station to listen to. Some of the programming is okay. And like I said, there's several of them that broadcast regular programming to the U.S. from outside the United States. But yeah, time of day's got a lot to do with it. You won't hear much on 5-6 megahertz, you know, much easier until later on in the day and on in the evening. And 10 megahertz can be kind of tough sometimes. It's just, you know, it's just where it is. I think it's coming out of Denver anyway, if I'm not wrong. And 10 megahertz from Denver is kind of a stretch unless it's earlier in the day. It's kind of a stretch for us sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to jump right out of chat. Don't get discouraged. Just keep asking questions and keep experimenting. But we'll talk to you later. And you too, Andy. Talk to you later, too. N4DJC clear.
Don't forget it now. I want to make a comment since I'm not sure, but that's what HF frequencies is all about. And like they said, HF ain't like it used to be. A lot of the shortwave broadcasters left HF shortwave because of satellites and the internet, but there is a few out there still, and Cuba Radio Havana is still on 6 megahertz there. I mean, even with no more antenna than I got here, they'll try to overload my receiver, my 718 in there, even they will. And no more antenna I got, they're so strong. But you'll notice we was talking politics here earlier that we need to stay off the repeater about, but you'll hear some on that 5950 in the evening sometimes, and on WBCQ sometimes. You will, but most of it now, as far as HF shortwave broadcasting goes, is mostly these private shortwave stations here within the country. It is. And WWV is generally, it don't come in as good as CHU Canada that's up in Canada when it comes to time clock business. And it's on 7850 and 3330. KI4LZI portal.
Last calling station, I got 7850 and 33 something. Can you say again, over?
3330. That's another one of the places where CHU tends to transmit that. 3330. And for another, this is just for interest, you know. If you'd like to hear anything about any aircraft or over international aircraft right out of the handband on 3485, that's back west too. They kind of give the weather reports to international flights in the middle part of the country and up in Canada. It'll be in that its government, it'll be on the upper side band.
I copy 7850 33.30, 34.85 for aircraft weather. Is that a good copy?
34.85. You know, the handband starts at 3,500. Well, this is on 34.85 for the international aircraft weather. Upper side band, 34.85.
Upper side band, aircraft weather. Yes, sir, I got it.
One year earlier, though, that metal building's going to have some bad effects on your ability to receive. You need to get it up a little bit distant from it, your antenna up a little bit distant, like one of them said, about up higher and more distant from the metal building, and it should improve some. And like one of the others also said, time of day. Some of these frequencies are good after dark at night and the time of year.
This is KO4NUE, first station ID. Is it going to matter which direction I point that antenna, or I just need to get it up in any way I can?
4LZI45D. Well, it depends on if you got any one certain thing you want to hear. Now, if you listen just for anything, it shouldn't matter. But if you got a certain thing in particular you come to find out you want to hear, then it might be critical. But if you're just trying to listen for the running HF shortwave frequencies in general, it shouldn't matter.
Copy. All right. I appreciate that, bud. I really do. Sometimes I get pretty frustrated trying to figure this stuff out, and then next thing I know, I'm on the internet trying to figure out this, figure out that, and there's just so much conflicting information sometimes. I just decided, okay, well, I'm just going to talk with somebody who knows what to do. So, now I've heard you on here before. Name is Chad. Right now I'm stationed out of Liberty, South Carolina, and I appreciate the info, bud.
What I was talking was Jack, W4TWX before, I believe he was.
Try to keep an eye on him. He's pretty close and seems to be really nice, really helpful. I haven't physically met him yet, but I'm trying to get that arranged so I can do a face to face with him.
You know, if me, I was already interested in listening, based on 2 meters and all, and I run into him out there at the flea market at Pickens, and he kind of got me straightened out of what I needed to do to get my license.
Family member that's close by, and he's scheduled to take his license on Saturday, and he's monitoring, listening until he gets his license. Excited, man. I can't wait till he gets his license so we can talk back and forth.
Done some of this stuff over many periods of years, and this particular repeater we're on, I was listening to it back in my high school days here on 610. Back in the days when I got my first receiver in Christmas of 1976, so I done quite a bit of monitoring, and I run into Jack Norris out there at the Pickens flea market back to summer of 05, and he kind of give me the information of what all I needed to do to get my tech license, and that's when I got mine in October of that year.
I think you'd help me if I get myself in a bad situation, but right now I've just got a technician class and I'm using 2 meter to just learn the radio, learn how to program it, try to learn how to operate it, learn how to, you know, just professionally converse with people, and just trying to gain as all information as I can. I'm going to upgrade to general. I'm studying for general now, but I'm a little bit, I don't think scared would be the right word, just a little bit nervous, because that's a whole different ball game, and I know that's going to be a totally different new level of frustration, but I got to try it. I can't just walk away. This is Kill 4 NUE station ID.
4LZ out Portable 5D. Yeah, there's a whole nother thing down there on HF. And there's another one down there that's another kind of about station or whatever, international aircraft. I can't remember the exact frequency, but somewhere around 50 megahertz, right in that range. I can't remember the exact frequency. I passed over it at one point in time. At one point in time, tuning in WRMI on 5950 down there. It's somewhere within that range. It's over in Europe.
I appreciate the information. I really do. Listen, bud, this is KL4NUE stationed up in Liberty on 12 Mile River. I'm gonna have to drop out here for a few minutes and figure out what I'm gonna do for lunch and take care of this foot. I got a bum foot that's bothering me pretty bad. So I'm gonna try to get it some lead, some salt, and try to get me something to eat. This is KL4NUE. I'm 7-3 on your final, sir.
And during times that there's hurricanes out at sea, whether it's in the Gulf or in the Atlantic, 14325 is a place, the Hurricane Watch Net, that you might want to listen to. And the Maritime Mobile Net from 20 meters on 14300 is a place you might want to listen to when you get a good antenna up. Check it out for LZI Portable.